The latest survey by the Western New England University Polling Institute found 52% of likely voters said they will vote no on question 3, the casino law repeal initiative, on next month's Massachusetts election ballot. Polling Institute Director Tim Versalotti said the survey of 416 likely voters found 41% said they would vote to ban casinos, with just 6% undecided and 1% declining to answer.
The opponents of casinos have some work to do. They have some ground to make up between now and November 4th.
If question 3 passes on November 4th, Las Vegas-style gambling would be outlawed in Massachusetts, and the construction of resort casinos and a slots machine parlor would halt. Versalotti said the new polling data is in line with the findings in surveys going back several years that consistently found majority support for casino gambling in Massachusetts.
Support tends to be higher among lower income groups. Support tends to be higher among people with simply a high school diploma or maybe a little bit of college. And those patterns emerged in this latest data as well. Even though the question wording is very different, public opinion is consistent on this issue.
The Massachusetts Gaming Commission has assigned a license for a resort casino to MGM in Springfield, awarded the Greater Boston Casino license to Wynn Resorts for a project in Everett, and given the slots parlor license to Penn National Gaming for a so-called racino in Plainville on the Rhode Island border. Casino supporters have launched a well-funded campaign to defeat Question 3. The campaign's first television ad, which features MGM's Springfield project, began airing last week as the Western New England University poll was being conducted.
Right, and that ad is a very interesting lesson in framing. It talks about jobs, doesn't talk about gambling, doesn't talk about casinos in a very explicit way, and so it's framed as an economic development issue.
The repeal the casino deal organization collected enough signatures but then had to sue Attorney General Martha Coakley to get the question on the ballot. It left the repeal campaign financially drained and facing an uphill fight.
Here's where the vote, the repeal forces need to focus grassroots. They need to focus on canvassing. They need to focus on phone banking, on door knocking, and then finally getting out the vote.
Versalotti said he's keeping an eye on Roman Catholic voters because the state's Catholic bishops have called for repeal of the casino law. In the last presidential election, Roman Catholics made up 55% of the state's electorate.
This bloc bears watching this fall. What we see so far when we ask voters their religious identity, Catholic voters are in support of casinos by very similar numbers to non-Catholics in Massachusetts.
James Driscoll, executive director of the Massachusetts Catholic Conference, said the bishops will make question 3 a point of emphasis in the weeks leading up to November 4th.
They'll speak out themselves and probably, quite frankly, through many of the parishes and the pastors in those parishes who will speak to the local individuals in their communities across the state, you know, both on Sundays and other days of the week when they have the opportunity.
The Catholic bishops were credited 2 years ago with helping to defeat a ballot question on physician-assisted suicide in Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.